ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनुपीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च अतीतानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम I'm sure we all have felt separation from Srila Prabhupada, and it is the association of all of you, all of Srila Prabhupada's sincere servants, that can mitigate the sense of separation and make us feel Srila Prabhupada's presence. Srila Prabhupada's love. My dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, our eternal Lord and Master, and our dearmost friend. Before I begin my offering to Srila Prabhupada, I would like to say to you something about his love for us. Out of his love for us, he engaged us in devotional service, and he encouraged us to continue under all circumstances, because he wanted us to realize the ultimate happiness, Krishna consciousness. Out of love for his eternal lords and masters, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to expand the number of devotees to increase his master's pleasure with the expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement. To that Srila Prabhupada and his divine love, this offering is humbly dedicated. Thank you, Hare Krishna. My dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my prostrated obeisances at your divine lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace. On your auspicious Vyas Puja Day, we meditate on your transcendental qualities and accomplishments, as we should every day. And today, as I do on other days, I focus on what to me is your most special quality, if not your very essence, your sublime love. I think of the first time Bharadraj Prabhu met you in Boston in 1969. Although he had joined the temple in Montreal, he never actually met you there. And so he came to Boston. Around the same time I too first met you. He entered the room where you were meeting with some devotees, and he experienced, quote, love, just love, as he later told me. And he remarked that he had the realization then that Krishna consciousness was simply, quote, love, masquerading as a philosophy. End quote. And I had the same realization. Yes, Krishna consciousness is just love. Specifically, the Krishna consciousness movement is your love, Srila Prabhupada, or a manifestation of your love for Krishna, for your devotees, for all living beings. Because you, quote, loved Vasudev, end quote, so you said. You came to America at the age of 70 to introduce Krishna consciousness. And the philosophy, the Harinam Sankirtan, the Prasadam, all the items that you introduced and that ISKCON even now offers are just sort of hooks to catch people and bring them to Krishna consciousness. Of course, in the absolute sense, the practices of Krishna consciousness are also Krishna, who is pure love himself. But they are also lures to attract people. And after they are attracted and actually enter into Krishna consciousness, it is just love. It is nothing but love. And you are the personification of that love. Your very presence exuded pure love. Your voice resonated with love. Your glance was laden with love. Just sitting in your presence, we could feel your love. The first time I went to Vrindavan to meet Gurudas Prabhu, I actually felt something different, as if Krishna and his cowherd friends and cows were still there. Later in Bombay, after you asked about my visit, you yourself articulated for me what I had felt there. Quote, when we are in Vrindavan, we don't see Krishna now, but we can feel his presence. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada, we could feel your love. We could sense your love in every molecule of your being and all around you. And that love was manifest in the way you dealt with individuals and in the way you endeavored to offer Krishna consciousness to all souls. Srila Prabhupada, how you traveled by steamer to the United States, suffering two heart attacks on the way. How you survived in New York City, on the Bowery and on the Lower East Side. How you preached to the hippies and engaged them in Krishna service. How you circled the globe 14 times and established more than 108 temples, making and maintaining thousands of devotees. How you introduced great festivals like Rath Yatra. How you established Krishna conscious farms, schools, and restaurants. And how you labored through the night to translate and present the most confidential knowledge of the Vedas in more than 60 volumes. In language that ordinary people could understand and scholars would praise, inspiring your disciples to rapidly publish and distribute unprecedented millions of them, not only in English, but translated into dozens of languages. In short, how you spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world in pursuance of the order of your Guru Maharaj, fulfilling the desires and predictions of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Sri Krishna Chaitanya himself. All this has been well documented and is widely known. But how you engage and encourage your disciples so personally, with compassion and care, at times with tears, how you love them and inspire them to love you. Such affairs of the heart and such acts of individual kindness and grace are less well known and published. And it is the duty of those who knew you and experienced such exchanges to document and share their knowledge, both for their own purification and for the benefit of others. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, how you so loved your disciples individually and engaged them ultimately for the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement will be our focus here. Though what we offer are but a few droplets from the vast ocean of your love, now gratefully offered back into it. When I first came to the Boston Temple, after a lecture, a gentleman challenged you. Are you happy? In the course of your answer, you said, before, when I was married, I had 5 children, and there were always so many problems. But now, in Krishna consciousness, I have 500 children, and I love them, and they love me, and there are no problems. The beauty of your answer struck me, and I felt the truth of your words right there, and your relationships with your students, your spiritual children. Still, as the movement expanded, there were problems. Not personal problems, of course, but difficulties in the line of Krishna's service, if we can call them problems. Here I remember how one of your disciples came from Hyderabad to meet you at Juhu. He was disturbed by the conflicts he was having with the other leaders there, and he sat before you in your room in Juhu, expressing his grief and presenting the various points of contention. You listened with full sympathy and empathy until late into the night. Actually, although Srila Prabhupada was quite regulated, but at least in Juhu, many times he would stay up very late, either with devotees who had some difficulty on their minds, or with his own concerns about the Juhu project. Anyway, in this case, he stayed up very late. All the other devotees had taken rest, and Srila Prabhupada was just listening to the one disciple and his grievances. You listened with full sympathy and empathy until late into the night, and you explained ever so carefully and patiently the philosophical principles that govern the various issues of contention. Srila Prabhupada, although you were in full sympathy with the disciple before you, I knew you would have listened with equal sympathy to any of the leaders from Hyderabad, had any one of them come to explain and complain, even about the disciple presently before you. From the material point of view, one could view your complete sympathy for apparently opposing parties as contradictory or even duplicitous. But actually, your support of them was a manifestation of your love for them and of your intelligence in loving service to your spiritual master and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to their mission. Here I think of one humorous example from the Ardha Kumbh Mela in Allahabad, 1971. An argument erupted between Madhuvisa Prabhu and Yamuna Prabhu about Krishna and Balaram. Madhuvisa was maintaining, Krishna and Balaram are the same. Only Krishna is blackish and Balaram is whitish. Yamuna, however, was insisting, no, they are different, because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Srimati Radharani. So the two were arguing, and Tamal Krishna Goswami, then your zonal secretary for India, brought the matter before you. First, he presented Madhuvisa's argument. Krishna and Balaram are the same, except Krishna is blackish and Balaram is white. You replied, yes, he is right. Then Tamal said, but Srila Prabhupada, Then Tamal continued, but Jamuna says they are different because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Srimati Radharani. You replied, yes, she is right. Then Tamal said, but Srila Prabhupada, they're both saying different things. They both can't be right. You answered, yes, you are right. Hearing this, Tamal asked, then which is right? And you replied, you decide. Thus, Krishna consciousness is inconceivable. It can be seen differently from different points of view. And one of Krishna's qualities is that all opposites, all contradictions are reconciled in him. And you have the same quality, the ability to reconcile all opposites in love. Like Krishna, you could give yourself to each and every devotee and fully satisfy each one. As each gopi in the Rasa dance felt, Krishna is mine, so each of your disciples could also feel, Srila Prabhupada is mine. And you were. You were hers or his. But you were also the other devotees. And you were Krishna's. Such was your love. You gave yourself in love. Your grand disciples and other followers now also feel your love. Mahaprabhu Das in Bombay, he's a grand disciple. He's a lawyer, actually, by profession. Mahaprabhu Das in Bombay spoke to me of the intensity of your love and also of the contradiction. He said, I have never met anyone who loved as intensely as Srila Prabhupada, although he didn't actually meet him in person. But at the same time, he was completely detached. In the material world, if someone loves somebody, he's not detached. And again, if somebody is detached, he cannot love. But Srila Prabhupada loves, and he is detached. The two seem contradictory. So the idea is that, you know, Srila Prabhupada reconciles all contradictions within his person. And as one of the other devotees said, that devotees would come before Srila Prabhupada with their conflicts, but then in Prabhupada's presence, their conflicts would disappear because he was in harmony with Krishna, and then he brought us in harmony with him, and then everything came into harmony. Whatever the case, You always tried to encourage us. Hansidutta Prabhu tells a story about how, as your secretary, he had written a letter to encourage a devotee, even though his personal feelings about the devotee were different. But when he was writing on your behalf, on your instruction, he felt he had to represent your spirit. And what was your spirit, your mood? To appreciate and encourage the devotees, even when you had to correct them. In fact, you even stated that it is the duty of the spiritual master to encourage the disciples. And you never gave up on anyone. Here I think of one example from Bombay. One of the first devotees to join you in New York City in 1966 had gone to Calcutta and somehow gotten involved in smoking ganja. So the temple president from Calcutta phoned you in Bombay to inform you. After hearing his report, you instructed the temple president, tell him that if he does not stop smoking ganja, I will reject him. Afterward, Tamal Krishna Goswami asked you, is that true that you will reject him? And you replied, no, I cannot reject anyone. Tamal Krishna Goswami also asked you, but isn't there some limit? Don't you have to draw the line somewhere? Tamal Krishna Goswami also asked you, but isn't there some limit? Don't you have to draw the line somewhere? And you replied, Lord Nityananda's mercy has no limit. You, Srila Prabhupada, are the embodiment of Lord Nityananda's mercy and love. In fact, mercy, daya, is a function of love, bhakti. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. You are the embodiment of Lord Chaitanya's love and mercy. And you told all of us who represent you, who represent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we too must show mercy. And although we can never equal you, we can't even equal a fraction of a speck of dust on your lotus feet. Still, whatever we are, tiny, insignificant living entities who had the good fortune to meet you, either in person or through your instructions, we have the immense responsibility now to try to reflect your qualities. And I believe the one quality that embodies all your other qualities is your love for all of us, out of your mercy. Here I think of Srila Prabhupada's last days in Vrindavan. Of course, we were all terrified by the thought that Srila Prabhupada might leave. And we were wondering what was happening. And we had heard that Srila Prabhupada had said that his Guru Maharaj was disgusted with his disciples, and therefore he had left early. So he asked Srila Prabhupada if that was the case now. And Srila Prabhupada replied, no. If Krishna allows me to stay, it will be a pleasure for me to stay in your company. I consider you to be the best association. So, as one of the other devotees mentioned, Srila Prabhupada came from the highest position of consorting with Krishna in the spiritual world to to associating with us on the Bowery and other places. And but still, he encouraged us, and I think he actually did genuinely like to be with us. Odd as it seems, I think he actually did. And I think of, especially maybe even more so, seeing Dwarkadish Prabhu, but I think of His Holiness Bhakti Churu Swami and his first impression of Srila Prabhupada. And he said one of the first impressions of Srila Prabhupada that struck him the most was how Prabhupada liked the foreigners, how he liked the Westerners, which is certainly his causeless mercy. Your love for us inspired us in such love for you that we would go to any extent to serve you and please you, to practice and preach Krishna consciousness. But you also taught us that to love you meant to love and serve your other servants as well. For our love for you would be shown in our relations with each other, in service to you and your mission. And finally, Srila Prabhupada, you made it clear that if we truly love you, we would follow in your footsteps by loving and serving all Krishna's creatures, doing our utmost to engage them too in Krishna consciousness. I think of myself now, Srila Prabhupada, and I appeal to all of your followers. Please give me your mercy. Please grant me your association. Although I can never properly reciprocate with you, at least I will do what I can to please Srila Prabhupada and to please all of you in his service. Srila Prabhupada, as we serve your instructions and receive your mercy, we also develop pure love like yours for Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, and ultimately for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and their dear devotees. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for your causeless, limitless mercy, your pure, sublime love. May we realize your true essence and mercy by hearing and chanting always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And preaching and glorifying Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.